Hey, did you sleep in on
Wednesday? Wednesday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Just in case you missed it.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Hey, catch uppers.
Good to see you. Good to see you guys.
Hump day show.
Yeah, Nath, this show. It's all about the soap.
It is. It's all about who is going to drop the soap.
Well, I mean, you did. You dropped it.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm sorry to spoil
it for
everyone.
The build-up was quite exciting. Basically, we were trying to throw a wet bar of soap to each other for some time. It didn't go as long as we wanted it to go because old fumble hands over here.
And just a bit of fun as well. So we record this after the show.
Yeah.
And after the show, before we record this, we have breakfast.
Yes.
So, Nathan, you dropped the soap during the show, and what did you do during breakfast?
And then I dropped all my milk on top of me. So,
Nathan was eating Weet-Bix, and I look over. I didn't even hear anything. I just looked at him. He's sitting there in silence, and there's milk all down him on his chair.
It's one of those roll-on effects. Once you drop one thing, you just drop everything from there.
How did the milk land on your chair?
Oh, I don't know. I think I was... No, because I was eating it out of my bowl,
yep.
But I wasn't paying attention to the angle I was holding the bowl at.
Oh, so you poured the bowl...
So I just poured it on myself.
So you didn't even...
If there was video footage of it, I would have looked pretty interesting. Pretty special.
Just having a milk shower.
Mm. But my hands smell lovely. My hands smell like soap.
Yeah, I may never shower again. They smell so... I don't think my hands have ever been this clean.
I've never washed them so...
How long did it take you to wash the soap off?
I've just kept it on.
I went into the bathroom. It took me like 5 minutes to get the soap off.
Yeah.
And then I used the Dettol like de-hands.
Oh, you soaked after the soap?
Yeah.
There's no point in doing that.
No, but I couldn't get the soap off.
Oh, it was just Dettol to get
it
the
was
soap
just,
off.
Yeah, it was soap on soap. So I had to use the Dettol like, you know, what's it called? The cleansing wash.
The hand wash.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, there you go.
The hand sanitizer.
Look, if you've got absolutely no idea what we're talking about, listen to this podcast. You'll know. Enjoy.
Jim, there's a bloke in the States. He's known only as Edward. He's claimed to have gone to the future and seen what the world looks like.
Great Scott.
He's lying.
Well, just let me read on.
To be fair, if we figured out time travel, wouldn't there be people around us from the future?
Yeah, because they could come
sense?
Back. Yeah.
I'm talking like million, even in a million years, if you figure out time travel, you'd come back.
People would come here.
So the fact that there's no one here makes me think that time travel can never be invented.
So you're telling me you're not believing Edward?
I'm saying give Edward a billion years.
And then tell me he's coming back.
Yeah.
Now, this is what he said. He said that he was part of a top secret experiment. And this experiment, he can't release details, but this experiment allowed him
tinfoil hat?
to go to the future. And what he's done was, when he was in the future, he was only there for a little bit.
Oh, only a little bit.
But you're not going to believe this. This is his proof.
Is he rushed for time?
Do you know who's the time?
I can't be here for long. I've got to get back to the present day and buy a bottle of milk.
I've got to bring the clothes in.
Yeah. It looked like rain when I left the present day, so I can't be here for long.
He's taken photos of what the world looks like, and apparently this has come back. He's come back and said he's taken a photo of LA in America, and he reckons it's underwater.
Okay, so he's
So his proof is he's gone to the future, he's taken photos, and he's gone, you know what? Global warming's ruined it. Half of America's underwater.
You've passed me a photo that this guy claims to have.
Yeah.
Usually here at the radio station, you know, we do our best to describe the photos and stuff that we see, and then we put it up on the socials, you know, at Jimmy and Nath or on the Hit Facebook page, wherever. I won't be putting this up.
Oh, why not? It's from the future. You're telling me you don't believe Edward.
Yeah, no, I made that pretty clear early. I don't believe Edward. But this is, it's just a city underwater. Which could be done on Photoshop, but it's just, it's not even worth.
Or it could be a photo of the future.
Or it's not.
There's going to be a puzzle-off. Tasmania's greatest ever puzzle-off. It's going to be me against 75-year-old Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine, and it's happening this year. It's happening soon.
It's happening in the next 10 years.
I promise you eventually it will happen. But the one thing we need, Jim, is a celebrity guest.
Yeah, any big sporting event, Nath, needs a celebrity in the crowd. We reached out to Gigi, she politely turned us down. She was like, hey, boys, I can't come in.
Gigi.
No, that was me doing Gigi.
Oh,
you'll hear a better Gigi impersonation in a sec. And here he is, Producer Mason. How are you, buddy?
Sorry, this is Gigi. Oh. I don't know, Producer Mason.
Man, I feel like a Gigi.
Let's go, Mace. Mason, you don't need to do the Gigi impersonation yet. That you're known for around the office.
Yeah.
You can use your normal voice. Say hello.
Hello.
How are you this morning, bud?
We just need to acknowledge the fact that there is Gigi in the studio and there is also producer Mason, two very different people.
Yeah. Okay.
But I am good.
Well, you're skilled in being able to go between the two, which is fantastic.
You're
well,
known
go between the two. It's two different people.
Ah, see, he's owning it.
He's good. Look, well, you're known for being Gigi. You look like Gigi. People in the office look at you and go, hey! Is that Gigi you did?
No,
oh, don't. No, it's Mason.
No, they don't, mate.
I think, Nath, I've been thinking about it. And I think it's because Mason's tall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tall.
And supermodels are tall.
Nice legs, too, from
yeah.
Mace.
Well, your words.
And no. He often shows a bit of leg, too.
He does. Yeah. He loves to show. I don't know if you know this about Mason. He's also on After Us. Mason, what time are you on? 9 to 12. 9 to 12.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You took the word straight out of my mouth, mate.
I listen at 9 and that's it. You're wearing little booty shorts all the time. It's really off-putting.
They're not booty shorts.
I mean, they're just shorts. They're literally just your everyday shorts, probably. I think yeah, I bought them from Kmart.
But on your booty, they look like booty shorts. Yeah. So,
right, okay, yeah.
Because you've got great legs.
And the big booty.
So, what, Mace, what we're doing is we're giving you a Gigi Hadid quiz all this week just to brush you up on knowledge about her. Yesterday, you got 1 out of 3. Yeah. Have you done any Gigi research overnight?
No.
You
no,
haven't?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give you the quiz again. You've got 3 new questions,
right.
But the only catch is you need to answer them as Gigi. So can we have Gigi? Right,
hang on. Let me spring her in. Hang on. Gigi.
Yes. Okay, I'm here. Okay, hello, boss.
Here we go. Question 1. Who is Gigi Hadid's style icon?
Well, of course, that would be the one and only, the greatest of them all, Miranda Kerr.
No, it's not Miranda Kerr,
is it,
Gigi.
Is it Anna Wintour?
No, it's not Anna Wintour.
Who is it?
But you don't have to be Gigi. It's actually Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
There you go.
I did.
Why didn't you say it then?
I don't know.
She's humble. Here's the second one. What is Gigi Hadid's favourite food?
Well, I like to eat lots of healthy foods, but sometimes I enjoy a bit of chocolate on the weekends.
No.
Sometimes.
Correct answer, cheeseburgers, Gigi.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also Mason's favourite food.
Yeah, I like both.
All right, here's the last one. You got to get this. Come on. Where is Gigi Hadid's favourite place to holiday?
Oh, easy.
Hobart.
It's Miami. That's where all the hotties are.
No. Is it Bahamas? I just want to play.
Yeah.
I love a fun game.
I'm Gigi, not you.
Alf Stewart, better known as actor Ray Meagher. Ray Ma.
Yep. Spelt Meagher, pronounced Ma.
Well, it's spelt M-E-A-G-H-E-R, but it is Ray Ma. It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Ray Meagher.
So much easier to just have 2 letters. It's like we want to make Ray Ma, but let's just put 7 extra letters in there.
What do you mean?
Reason.
What do you mean?
Well, Ray Ma should be spelled M-A.
Ray Ma. That would be Ma. Ma would be M-A-R, yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be M-E-A-G-H-E-R.
If you're listening, you've just tuned into Jimmy and Nath telling famous Australian actors how to spell their names. Coming up next, Kate Ritchie. Oh, I think it should be spelled R-I. No, I'm kidding. Look, Nath, Ray Ma, he's come out with his own hot sauce. So this is at raysflamingandhotsauce.com. If you do want to see a video of him plugging it, it's on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Nath, I think he's having a go at me. I think Ray Ma's come out and he's issued me a challenge. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like when I've seen this hot sauce.
Because he's made hot sauce?
Yeah, because I'm a big hot sauce guy.
Okay.
I've got a few chili sauces in our fridge at home.
Yep.
I love my hot sauce. And I feel like, you know, he's sort of singled me out. He knows Jimmy
Did he say Jimmy?
Well, we'll play some audio in a sec, but I feel like, you know, first of all, he's having a laugh about the name because, I mean, his famous catchphrase is...
Flamin' Crows.
Yeah, well, flamin' anything, really.
Just flamin'.
So this is him talking about his hot sauce name.
Can you guess what I've called my new hot chilli sauce? Here's a tip. It's not Chilli McChillface.
Laughing at his own gags.
Yeah. Come on, Alf. He's called it his Flamin' Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Which is a good name. But, mate, you know, you don't need to be making jokes.
Do you reckon he came up with the name before he came up with the idea? I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah, someone probably for years has gone, mate, you should have Flamin' Sauce, Flamin' Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
And he's gone, fine, finally I'll do it. But the name's the thing that got me, mate. You know, it's like, oh, he's having a go. He's having a bit of a laugh at my expense. And then he comes out And this is him launching his hot sauce. And he's issuing a challenge to me personally, I believe, about if I can handle the heat of this hot sauce.
I'm launching a hot sauce. Reckon you can handle the heat?
Jimmy. You heard him say it. He's come out. He's put the challenge down. So, Nath, I've done the only thing possible. I've jumped on his website.
Yep.
I've ordered it. My order number is R9985. Actually, I don't want to say it. Someone might try and steal my hot sauce. $12 cost for this hot sauce.
$12?
Yeah.
That's actually not too bad. Yeah. I mean, because it's a collector's item.
Limited edition. It's only happening
once.
Oh, it is
once. A limited edition.
Yeah, he's only come out once with it. Yeah.
Okay. Can you buy them in store or you got to get them online?
No, only online. Limited edition thing. Flamin' Alf's for Flamin' Ray's hot sauce. But I just feel like he's having a go at me. I feel like I need to consume this bottle just to show Raymar.
The whole bottle.
I need to consume. Well, not all at once.
Well, why not?
Deliciously over a steak. But this is what I've done. I've ordered the hot sauce. We'll keep you updated. I'll let you guys know as soon as it comes in. I'm going to try this hot sauce because I want to prove Ray wrong that Jimmy can handle this hot sauce.
And if you can't handle it?
Stay out of the kitchen.
Jim, let's talk soap. There's an inventor.
Let's talk soap, baby.
Oh, that could work. There's an inventor. He's come up with a way to make soap not slippery when it gets wet. Because, you know, most soaps, I mean, people have trouble holding onto them because they slip out all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I'm not a big soap user.
I use liquid soap a lot.
Yeah, I'm more of a body wash type of guy.
Yeah, same.
Ooh, body wash.
Body wash. but I'm not opposed to the old soap bar.
If it's there, I mean, hotel rooms.
Yeah.
You often use soap bars. They don't have liquid wash in there.
Girlfriend's place, girlfriend's parents' place, they got soap.
Are they bar people, are they?
No, they're both. They have wash and bar. They have options.
Oh, okay. That's good. So they cater for all occasions.
They'll come in and wash you. Craggy.
You get a sponge bar that you go
with. Come
place.
In, yeah.
Mike Mack, his name is. He's created a soap with it's called a breakwater barrier. Basically, what it does, it stops erosion and allows soap to dry quicker. So when you have it in your hand and when you use it, it dries instantly. So it's not slipping out.
Yeah, and you told me about this yesterday, Nath. Briefly, and we just don't think soap's that slippery, do we? I've never really had a problem.
I've never had an issue with it.
Yeah.
I've just held on to it.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
It's never. When people say soap slippery, it's not like it's running away from it. Oh, there goes the soap.
All these people going, nah, I've got to do liquid soap because the bars, they're a hazard.
I just do liquid soap out of personal preference.
Do
it's
you?
Not because I don't like the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge, I don't want to alienate bar people out
I'm
there.
I'm more than happy to use a bar because I don't think they're slippery.
I love a soap bar. I just prefer the wash. I like the liquids.
Well, here's what you and I want to do. We want to test whether a normal soap bar is actually slippery.
Yeah.
So from 7 o'clock, from the start of 7 o'clock, we're going to be having soap hour.
Is this soap real slippery?
Don't drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not.
From 7 o'clock, you and I are going to be doing the show whilst throwing a wet bar of soap to each other.
Yeah, just to see how long we can throw it back and forward without dropping it.
I mean, it could last 30 seconds and that's it. It could last the whole rest of the show.
We could look like fools. We could, because we're now saying we don't think soap's slippery and we're about to throw a soap bar that's been soaking in some water back and forward.
Yeah.
Imagine if we just drop it instantly.
Yeah.
Like, imagine.
What
who's
a
going,
fail. And we've made this whole song.
Who's going first, by the way? Like, who is thrower and who is catcher?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, because I'm laying down the challenge, maybe I should start. Unless you have a strong case for wanting to
well,
start.
Well, but as start as the catcher.
The thrower.
No, you should start as a catcher.
Why is that?
Because it's your thing, and there's more pressure on you to catch the soap.
Yeah, but what if I don't? What if I ruin it straight away? I want that pressure on you.
That's what's going to be you.
All right, okay.
You've got to be the catcher.
All right, so I'll catch first, which means you're throwing first.
Yes, I'll be thrower.
So from 7 o'clock, you and I, we're still going to be in the studio.
The radio show will still be happening. We're sitting, usually how we do the show is we sit down, we've got some mics in front of us. We'll just be standing next to the radio desk with some little, like, Madonna mics.
Yep.
Mics that are taped to our face.
Yep. Yeah, but just because for hazard reasons.
Yeah. And we're just going to throw this soap back and forward until one of us drops it.
Who knows how long it'll last, but we're going to do that next. Soap hour starting at 7 o'clock is happening next. Let's see what happens.
Hit 100.9.
Hello, Hobart. Thank you so much for joining us and welcome to Hump Day, or Jim, should we call it Welcome to Soap Day? Because we are starting our 7 o'clock hour testing whether or not a bar of soap is actually slippery. You and I are going to spend this hour throwing a bar of soap to each other to see who is going to drop the soap and seeing if it's actually slippery.
Yeah, it turns out there's a soap that isn't slippery, but we think that all soaps aren't slippery.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also using Madonna mics. You can see this on the live on the Hit Facebook page. Please be kind to us. It's their first time using Madonna mics. They're like little mics that we've taped to her face. Now, when Madonna uses them, I don't think she uses electrical tape to tape them to her face.
Oh, she might. It just might just be transparent electrical tape.
So we're in the hit studios. We're standing about a metre away from the desk. Nathan, we're looking at each other. What's it, about 2 metres between us?
About 2 metres, I'd say, yeah.
Mason is in charge of the show now. Mace, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm ready to see this unfold, to be honest.
We have no idea how long this is going to go for.
Okay, yeah. By the way, Alpha Bucks, happening after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Got to give everyone their daily clue, which is what I do. Today's letter is sometimes how rappers greet each other.
I can't even.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
All right, so I'm getting the soap now out of the bowl. It's very slippery. It's been soaking in water.
Right, so we are about to launch Soap Hour. We are, for those of you just tuning in, Jimmy and I are trying to throw a wet bar of soap to each other just to test to see if it is slippery or not. We have no idea how long this is going to go for. The first throw is about to happen. This is all on Facebook Live. Go and check it out. Go on the hit page on Facebook.
Now, Nate, you're catching.
I'm going to be the first catcher. All right, here we go.
What if you drop it straight away?
Well, then this was a big waste of time.
Whatever, we asked our engineer, Steve, we're like, can we get some mics to do this? And he goes, yeah, I just don't get it, though. All right,
here we go.
Okay, do you want a 3, 2, 1? Are you trying to throw it?
3, 2, 1, ready? So this is the first throw.
All right, 3, 2, 1. It's up.
I've caught it. There we go.
You nearly dropped
the
it.
The first throw has been done. All right, here's the second throw.
Great.
All right, we're off to a flyer.
Back again.
All right, coming up next, Jim, what have we got? Something to do with gossip.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Stick around.
And it is Soap Hour, guys. Basically, what we're doing is we are trying to test to see if our wet bars of soap are actually slippery. Who knows?
Is this soap real slippery? Don't drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not.
And we are still going, Jim. Yeah. We haven't dropped it yet.
We haven't dropped the bar. So if you want to see this is on the Hit Facebook page. We're live streaming our attempt to keep the soap in the air. Don't drop the soap. You don't want to be known as the guy that dropped the soap.
Yeah, because basically what's happened is a guy has come out and invented a soap that is supposedly not slippery. Jim, you and I believe that this is a superfluous invention because bars of soap aren't slippery anyway.
Well, we're...
that almost went...
Well, see, yeah, we're throwing it back and forth. Now, Nath, let's talk through this. We've been throwing it back and forth for a bit. I think that we've got a bowl of water next to us. I think we need to re-wet the soap as much as possible.
Wet it a little bit, really?
Well, yeah, I think like we've wet it a few times since we've been doing it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Like, watch this.
Got to be careful. Jimmy's been doing trick shots in the first
Okay, song. What about, can I throw it under my leg this time?
All right, okay, go.
All right. Because I've got the head.
This is an under the leg throw.
Oh,
okay, I caught it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're still going. How many throws do you reckon we've actually done?
Oh, what do you reckon, producer Mace? He's in the studio.
Up to 200?
200?
Wow. Yeah, well, Mason can't count. It's
Is this all real slippery? Don't drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not.
Nathan, Matt, you are singing Don't Drop the Soap Because It's Not Slippery. And what have you done, mate?
I've dropped the soap. What we've been trying to do...
Nathan, the soap dropper Roy.
7 o'clock has been our soap hour. Basically, what we're trying to do is prove...
What
we tried to do was prove the fact that bars of soap are not slippery when wet.
Yep.
We failed.
We did. Look, I threw it at you. This was up on the Hit Facebook page. Mace, we're still streaming, aren't we? It's on the Facebook page, Hit 100.9. You can head there and have a look. Nath, before we started this, we set our roles... Because I was the thrower, you were the catcher. These were the skills that we were both best at.
Well, I mean, the way it works is we swap those skills.
Yeah, but the way it started was I was throwing, you were catching. So everyone knew. They were like, Jimmy, Mace, what is Jimmy known for?
Jimmy's known for not dropping the soap.
Yeah, what's Nate known
not
for?
That's not a thing.
What's Nate known for?
Dropping the soap.
He's a soap dropper.
I'm not known as a soap dropper.
Walk around the office and go, oh, there's Nathan, but soap
dropper. If anyone gets a chance, go to the Hit Facebook page and check out the Facebook Live.
So you are accusing me.
I want to contest the throw. Producer Mace, you saw the throw. It was a woeful throw. There was spin. It was low. I thought the purpose was to try and help each other catch it. He's throwing trick shots.
He did a few trick shots.
There were trick shots.
I'm known as the Shane Warne of the soap. I like to do spinning and tricks that will go. We'll put it on. We'll try and get the video, and we'll see. We'll get people to vote, Nath. How does that feel?
All right, we'll get people to vote. Go to the Facebook page.
Go to the Facebook page. We'll try and get some vision of it. Producer Mace will cut it up. We'll do that next.
But in terms of Soap Hour, it's over.
Yeah, you vote.
The soap dropper.
It's Jimmy and Nath.
Jim, we've just spent the first 13 minutes of 7 o'clock trying to see who is going to drop the soap.
Is this all real slippery? Don't drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not.
We're trying to test whether or not soap bars, once wet, if they're actually slippery. So you and I spent from 7 o'clock...
We didn't believe that they were slippery.
Yeah.
We thought we could throw this soap bar back and forward forever. And to be fair, I could throw it back and forth forever because I'm not the one who dropped it.
Yeah, but you weren't throwing accurately. This is the issue.
It's not.
You were doing trick shots. I thought the purpose was to see how long we could go.
We're going
to
get this.
Not show off.
We're going to get this video put up on the socials. Our producer Mason's just outside cutting it because we did a Facebook Live video on the Hit Facebook page.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it too much before it gets up because I feel like you're going to look foolish, mate, because you throw a big, high, looping one.
Yep.
I grab it and throw it straight at your chest.
Yeah.
And where in footy do they teach you to pass the ball?
To the chest.
Yes.
But we're not playing footy, we're throwing soap.
Hit 100.9.
Happy hump day, Hobart. 27 minutes to 8. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a big hour, Jim, because at the start of this hour, we kicked off soap hour. Basically, you and I were trying to throw a wet bar of soap to each other to try and prove that wet bars of soap are not, in fact, slippery.
And what are they, Nate?
Turns out they're slippery.
I love that you came up with this idea that we throw this soap back and forward. We have done that. We did it on the Facebook Live. I'd love that you were so ambitious to call it the soap hour.
Yeah.
I was never sure we'd make the hour. And looking back now, it was a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was ambitious, you know. They say, you know, the common saying, 10 minutes is the new hour.
Yeah, in the world. No, I'm always saying it. I'm like, hey, guys, do you want to go have lunch? How long for? Oh, 10 minutes to the new hour.
In my defence, though, and I know I've said this already.
So just to clarify, Nath, you dropped the soap.
I mean, on paper, yes, okay, I guess I was the one who dropped
the
soap.
It's not on paper. Well, you just dropped the soap.
But I would like to contest the throw because I think you were trying to do tricks.
I'll say I was definitely trying to do tricks. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm the shame worn of soap throwing. I've got a great flipper.
Stop calling yourself the Wardy of soap throwing.
I'm not calling it, mate. Everyone in the office is calling me the shame worn of soap throwing, and they're calling you Nath the soap dropper.
The lay down Sally of soap throwing.
Look, I think you need to be very careful with what you say, mate, because I've watched the video. We're trying to get the instant replay done. We'll put it up on the social soon. Our producer Mason's working hard at it. But, Nath, I just think you got to be careful, mate. I was doing trick shots, but you also were. And before I threw it to you, you threw one up in the air that dropped at my feet. I threw one back at your chest.
I don't call a high throw a trick shot. I call it just a lemon, just an easy one.
If I'm throwing this at your chest, which I did, and everyone will see, what is throwing it at your chest then? How about that as a trick shot?
Well, I think you threw it really hard. I think you threw it like a Djokovic serve. It was. If there was a speed camera in here,
Jimmy threw the soap too hard. I'm Nath the soap dropper. That's your name now. Nath the soap dropper.
Not the soap dropper.
You are. You drop the soap. That's how it works.
You're the hard thrower. You're the soap hard thrower. I work on that name.
Stop calling me names, Nath. You're terrible.
Coming up.
Okay, the video is online at Jimmy and Nath at the Hit Facebook page. Head there. You can see Nath drop the soap.
And come
Nate, the soap drummer.
And Jim, we've just spent the first 10 minutes of 7 o'clock. Notice I've changed it from hour.
You wanted to do soap hour. Throw soap back and forth for an hour. And how long did it go for?
Yeah, it went for about 10 minutes.
Is this all real slippery? Don't drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not. Drop it because it's not.
We were trying to see if bars of soap, once wet, were actually slippery. Yeah. If we were throwing back and forth. Turns out they are. And I dropped the soap.
Yeah, Nath, you're known as the soap dropper now in the office. It's a name you can't shake.
It's not going to stick.
For years. No. Nath, the soap dropper. The video is up on the Hit Facebook page. It'll be up on our socials shortly. We'd love for you to head there and give us your opinion on whose fault it is. Nath, you're blaming me for the throw.
Yeah, it was hard. It was a hard throw straight. I have looked at the video. I've reassessed my argument now.
Okay,
I've
reassessed my argument.
Because I did say it was a trick shot. I've changed my mind. It's not a trick shot. But it had a lot of heat on it. It was like you were firing a tennis serve straight at my chest.
Okay. Now, there is a throw beforehand. How would you rate your throw beforehand?
It was a lob. Just a higher than normal lob.
And, okay. And it was in front of me? Like, sort of leaning in to get it?
Easy to catch.
Where did I throw yours at?
You pegged it.
Okay, I just want a bit of a story. So, Nath, first of all, you drop the soap. You blame me for doing trick shots. You think I'm doing, ooh, wiggity, wiggity, well. Then you saw the video. Then you went, not a trick shot. He threw it straight at me. Now you're playing it for too hard.
Yeah.
I just want to run the possibility by you that it's nothing to do with me, and you may be trying to find an excuse for the fact that you just dropped the soap.
Well, that's just impossible because of course I didn't drop the soap.
You did drop the soap. Video right. Evidence. Well, is it? Are you looking for an excuse? Is that the reason?
I may be trying to embellish the truth.
Could it be possible that you just dropped the soap?
But we have for you now, this is the moment that the soap was supposedly dropped.
Careful.
Careful.
Oh, no! What was that throw?
I
so
love
instantly.
That. Instantly. So that noise that people hear this morning, that's Nath screaming instantly.
Yeah.
How does it go? And then I love how straight away you're like, what was the throw? Like, you hadn't even, like, not even a second to pass. You're already playing the blame game.
Well, here it is again in slow motion, just in case you missed it. I saw some elephant giving birth.
That also could be the movie preview for the new Jurassic movie, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Are you willing to admit, Nath, here, live on radio, that you dropped the soap. You only dropped the soap, and you are responsible for the soap being dropped.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, I do admit it.
No, it's not argument's sake.
Can I not have the nickname soap dropper?
If you put your hand on your heart right now and say, I, Nath, take full responsibility for dropping the soap.
For dropping the soap.
Jimmy wasn't at fault at all.
Jimmy wasn't entirely in fault.
Jimmy wasn't at fault at all.
Jimmy wasn't at fault at all.
He gave me the best throw ever.
Not saying the last thing. Jim, let's talk Chewbacca.
It is Jimmy and soap dropper Nath.
No, that's not sticking.
I said, until you take full responsibility, which you didn't do earlier, you are the soap dropper Nath.
I've taken full responsibility. No, I dropped the soap.
I said you had to say Jimmy threw the perfect throw, and you didn't say that.
That wasn't part of it.
All right, soap dropper Nath.
All right.
The Nath sticks.
Jimmy threw the perfect throw. I'm no longer soap dropper Nath.
You're Nath. I'll drop the soap dropper.
People around the world, they're going crazy at the moment for this new interactive Chewbacca. Now, for people who don't know, Chewbacca is the very hairy creature, Wookie. The Wookie of Star Wars, and he makes this noise. Now, this little toy, it's kind of like a baby born. It's 16 inches tall, and it reacts to you. So it's one of those dolls that like kids can have. And, yeah. it reacts to things that you're doing. So
Okay. Basically
it laughs, cries, sleeps, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And people are going nuts for it. So you can pick it up for $130 and it's for
130.
Ages. Yeah. Well, it's for ages 4 and up.
4 and up.
Yeah.
Don't know if a 4-year-old has $130.
Well, see, that's the thing. Why 4 and up? Why not if it's just a hairy toy, why not 3 and up? What about the 3-year-olds? Poor buggers.
I don't know. I've never thought of that. Yeah. How do they figure out ages for things?
Yeah.
Do they test them?
Do they just make it up?
Do they go show a 3-year-old a Wookiee doll and the 3-year-old goes, nah, not a fan.
Not for me.
Give it to a 4-year-old. They're like, hang on, we're onto something. I love this Wookiee.
And the other thing that I was questioning, I mean, I've got a few questions about the Wookiee doll.
Yeah, hit me, mate.
It says it laughs, cries and sleeps. Doesn't Chewbacca, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, make the same noise? Like all the time?
Yeah, he does. But so different sort of like.
But wouldn't laughing, crying and sleeping just be the
same
thing?
Pretty much the same thing,
yeah. It would just be the... Yeah. So, I mean, $130 and he's making the same noise 3 times.
Star Wars have saved some money on voiceovers. We'll just run the same thing back.
Here's what I thought we could do. You and I, we love making silly noises on the radio. I mean, you do a silly noise.
Boobity wabbity.
And I'll do one. Ha-ba-ba-ba-ba. So, what we thought, 13, 12, 16, give us a call and make the Chewbacca noise. Make this noise.
Are you known for making the Chewbacca noise? Like, because some people are really good at it.
Yeah.
What do we should try and get Tommy Cooper.
Oh,
SCA
News.
Does the sports. He's known for a good Chewbacca, I've heard.
Yeah.
We might try and get him on the blog.
We'll try and get him on. All right. 13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz. Look, we'll send you to the movies as well. And if you make the noise.
We'll give you, we'll send you tickets to Red Sparrow. It's starring Jennifer Lawrence and Joel Edgerton. It's in cinemas March the 1st.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Make the Chewbacca noise and we send you to the movies. It is as easy as that. Jim, we just asked 13, 12, 16. Can you call the show and make the Chewbacca noise?
It's very hard to make, Nath. Mm. It's a very, like, you know, you he's in nearly all the Star Wars films, Chewbacca. He's a central character. My girlfriend, Courtney, loves him.
Mm.
But I can't make it.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Like, but it's not very. It's a good.
Sounds like Kermit's being strangled.
Hey, it's Kermit the Frog. What are you guys doing?
I wonder if let me do mine and let me see if that's any good.
Yeah. forgotten. No, that's
that's just wrong. This is what it's supposed to sound like. Yeah. Well, let's see if the people can do it. We've got Hayden here from Brighton. Hayden, welcome to the show. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. How you going?
Oh, mate, we're good. Fantastic. Are you a Star Wars fan?
I'm not. I sort of just discovered that I could do it a few years back, and it's just been sort of the party trick ever since.
So, Hayden, people tell you that you're good at the Chewbacca noise.
I don't really say I'm good at it. Usually we're 99% drunk all the time, but it's not a bad attempt.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, Hayden, give us a crack.
Oh, Hayden. Yes. That is really, really good.
Yeah.
Well done. So when you say it's a party trick, what do you, is that how you, I don't know, go and try and pick up at a bar or something, going, hey, you want to see something cool?
Usually what they tell me when they pick me up off the ground.
Thank you, Hayden. Nate from Howrah, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, buddy. Now, are you a Star Wars fan?
Oh, yeah, I love it a bit.
Yeah.
So, Nathan, how did you find out you could do the Chewbacca noise? Did you just realise yourself or did someone tell you?
Oh, no, I just imitate noises that are annoying to annoy people.
How often do you do the Chewbacca noise when you do it, Nate?
Oh, fair bit.
Nate, what else are you good at? You're good at annoying noises. What else can you do?
Oh, just irritating things.
Does a good Jimmy.
Animals and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Nate, whenever you're ready, mate, give us your Chewbacca.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
That is annoying. Here comes the gossip.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories once I understand them. On behalf of the people of Hobart, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Mate, first cab off the rank, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He was out Sunday celebrating the birthday of Juan Perez.
Oh, I love Juan.
What's your favourite Juan Perez song?
Oh, is he a singer?
No, he's just friends with Jay-Z. Close personal mates. He spent $100,000 at a bar. Yeah, $100,000. You know what? I wasn't surprised by that.
$100,000 at a bar. I mean, I feel like if anybody can afford $100,000 on drinks at a bar, it's Jay-Z.
Yeah, and, you know, he's probably the biggest power couple, you'd say, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Him and Beyonce. Imagine, do you reckon they've got a joint account? Or do you reckon he's got like a Saturday night one?
I don't think it's a joint account. I think it's Beyonce's account. Beyonce's in charge of everything. Big fella spending 100K. Nath, next up, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
We covered this. It turns out they've split and everyone was really upset. Well, some people have been doing research. Turns out they might not have been married.
What do you mean? Yeah, they were never together.
They were never officially married. They were together, but they weren't married.
Oh, that's not that bad then if you're just splitting up with your boyfriend and your girlfriend, is it?
Yeah. So it turns out everyone thought they got married back in June 2015 because the paparazzi took photos of all these celebrities.
Yeah.
There was Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Tobey Maguire, Ellen DeGeneres. They're all at Justin's house. And everyone's like, oh, they must be getting married. It's like a little private wedding.
So people just assumed.
Yeah, and it turns out that day was actually Justin Theroux's 44th birthday. And now there's no legal documents of them being married.
But they never came out and said, no, we weren't married. So did they just go with it?
Well, they never came out and said they were married. That's the thing.
So they've just gone with it.
Maybe they weren't. They never even dated. They were just really close friends. XOXO. Everyone's upset they broke up. Nope, just stopped hanging out with me friend.
No worry.
And finally, Nathan, it's what everyone's been talking about. Fergie. She sung the American National Anthem on Monday at the NBA All-Star Game. She's come out and she's apologised.
Oh, she did say sorry.
This is what she said. She said, I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I honestly tried my best.
Oh, at least she tried her hardest. But, I mean, when it's the anthem, just sing the anthem.
You don't want to really. That's not your moment.
When you're doing glamorous, okay, yeah, you can do your highs and lows. But anthem, you just do the anthem.
Yeah, so what I've done, Nath, is because I don't want to leave Fergie out on a limb. So I've sort of done a little remix of her national anthem.
Is this to improve it?
To improve it. I want to get your thoughts on it. I think you're going to be a fan, Nathan. I think everyone's going to enjoy Jimmy's remix of Fergie singing the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. Put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
With a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, you start coming and then don't stop coming. Back to the rules and head the ground running.
Nath, very sneaky news. Mm. Two guys have tried and failed, unfortunately, to sneak into Black Panther, the new Black Panther movie. They've gone with the classic two-man totem pole. Mm-hmm. So two people, one sitting on top of the other, hidden under a trench coat.
Genius.
So this is what happened. This is how it played out.
All right, welcome to Harkin.
Hey, can I get
one,
you're gonna have to get down, man.
Get down from what?
Yeah, so the
movie, clearly didn't work.
Movie guy wasn't having a bar of it. You're gonna have to get down, man. And I love how he said, "Get down from what?"
But who said that though? The top guy or the guy in the middle?
No, there's only two guys. Three guys.
Oh, it wasn't three?
No. The middle guy. Oh, it's just one man.
It's a genius way. I wonder if it works. I mean, I think they did it on The Simpsons once, didn't they? Was anyone on The Simpsons before?
Probably. Simpsons have done nearly everything.
Yeah,
they've probably run out of ideas.
I wonder if it often works.
I've never done the trench coat. Like, I've never got into a trench coat and hidden into a cinema. As kids, what me and my mates used to do is go to the cinemas. Mm. You'd see one movie because, you know, you get past the like little entry bit.
Oh, yep.
And then you just hop through cinema to cinema.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would be done that.
That was clever. See, yeah. We weren't as smart. We just sprinted and then went and hid in a cinema and then hoped they wouldn't find us. It was worse when we were going one that was being cleaned and the lights were on. You too. No, we're here for the cleaning viewing.
Cinema's been closed for years. There's no one in here. Nath, what I thought, because I haven't done it, you haven't done it, why don't we try and recreate this?
I love it.
So Black Panther, it's a huge movie at the moment.
We do really want to see it.
And you and me really want to see it as well. Mm. Why don't sometime today, we go to the cinemas, we wear a trench coat.
First of all, where are we going to get a massive trench coat? Because I'm not that tall.
Trenchcoat.com.au.
HobartTrenchcoats.com. Yeah.
/Hobart.
Goes off. There's a free plug for those guys.
You're welcome. I imagine if they are a business, it's a trench coat business in Hobart. Hey, we got mentioned. Don't even need to spend on advertising.
Look, I love it. I definitely do want to do it. But the only thing I'm concerned about is if we get denied and kicked out, then we don't get to see Black Panther.
No, well, look, if we get kicked out, we'll pay. We'll just go up and pay for a ticket. You won't do that?
No, I don't really want to do that. We'll just run back in. We'll try a kimono.
Well, look, let's do it, but I think we need to have a bit of a chat about how we go about this. Because the main thing is top and bottom.
Who's it going to be?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a good idea you're going to be on the bottom.
I mean, some people might think it's a little bit obvious who's going to be on the bottom, who's going to be on the top.
Well, you weigh $1.20, so...
Don't. Let's hash that out next. Who's going to be top or bottom when we sneak into Black Panther?
Nath, two guys have tried and failed to sneak into Black Panther. It's in the cinemas at the moment. Huge Marvel movie. They've tried to do this via the two-man totem pole. You know, one guy sitting on another guy under a trench coat. Mm. They failed. But where they fail, Nath, we will try to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
We will have success in their failure. We'll honour them. But the big question, Nath, we're going to do this today, is who's top and who's bottom.
Yeah, this is the big question on everybody's lips. Who's going to be on the bottom carrying all the weight and who's going to be on the top? Generally, you think the lighter person would probably be on the top.
Yeah.
In which case, that would be you.
Yes, because I weigh 20 kilos and you weigh 120.
Okay, a little bit off.
Yeah, okay, I weigh 30.
So that's what most people say. Most people go, this isn't even a question. Nate, obviously you're on the bottom. Jimmy, as the lighter gentleman in the crew, you're going to be on the top.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it comes to appearance, I probably look better.
In terms of?
Like, if I'm on the top, my face is the one showing.
Oh, so I'm just saying, like, what part of you is better looking than me? You're going to go face?
Well, because am I wearing a hat and stuff?
Well, if we're going with trench coat, you have to go hat.
You got
to
go hat.
Because it's the ensemble.
It's the perfect combo.
Yeah, you don't wear a trench coat without a hat.
Well, okay, then here's the issue. Do I look better in a hat than you?
No. No, you definitely... I mean, I'm known for wearing... Can we get... It's Producer Mason. Are you listening, Producer Mace? Am I known for wearing a hat? Can we get you up on the...
No, I don't have him on mine. There's no thing on here. We can't get
Come in the studio, Producer Mace.
Come in here.
Just yell out, yes or no, is Jimmy known for wearing a hat?
80% yes.
Yes.
80%.
And Nath?
No.
Hats? You know what?
No, you don't.
You know what Nath's known for, Mace? Tell everyone.
Don't say it, Mace. And if you say it,
say what Nath's known for.
Don't you dare say it. Don't you drop in the soap.
Yes. The people rejoice.
Well, if I'm on the bottom, maybe I'll drop you, hey?